a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. How are you? Thursday night, the 10th of January, 2007. My name is Mike Chambers. Glad you're with us here for tonight. We're going to talk about the debate tonight, South Carolina debate on Fox. And Ron Paul actually got a little bit more time tonight. And he was pretty good. He was really good. More spunky, I guess is one way that you could, put his appearance. We'll talk about that. Get your opinion. This Frank Luntz dude, we're going to tell you, I'm sure we'll get into, a discussion about Mr. Luntz. He's an absolute idiot. And these little fake focus groups that they pull up, you know, they're supposed to be random voters. Last time we caught him in New Hampshire with actors. Well, I'm not a random voter, but I play one on TV. And I imagine they all stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night. so we'll get into that and more. And a lot of this news right now, folks, is just absolutely crazy. It just like seems like so much is happening right now. That things are just things are really haywire. Tomorrow's the deadline for the Ron Paul campaign to decide whether or not they're going to contest the vote fraud in New Hampshire. I think that they certainly have to. I think this is a key issue. It's a constitutional issue. And if there's any issue to stand on, it's fairness at the ballot box. And, you know, if it all comes down to this. You know, that if you can't get fair votes, then... you know, it's time to break out the rifles because, you know, if we're blocked at the ballot as well, then there is no other choice. And I firmly have believed that this is our last opportunity at the ballot box. And the only way that we're going to get that opportunity is to make these criminals and bastards understand that we're going to get a fair vote. And if they don't like it, they can lump it. There's a spirit starting to reawaken a little bit. Even amongst the patriot folks, I'm feeling a spirit starting to awaken, and that's that little rebel spirit starting to come back in us. Hey, it's in our blood. The spirit of the revolutionary, we got it. It courses in our veins, and I think it's just been a little section of our DNA that's laid dormant for a long time, but it's starting to wake up. And so we will talk about that and so many things tonight we're going to get into. Rob Bishop, I think, is going to join us, too, after the break, and we'll start breaking this debate down. We've got some of the debate clips with Ron Paul, if you missed it. That and more around the corner. Don't go anywhere. You're locked and loaded and plugged into the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Thank you to the Midnight Rider on this Thursday night. And let's mouse get your roll call time. We'll bring in Brother Bishop here in just a minute to talk about tonight's debate and Ron Paul's performance and what was witnessed on the during the festivities tonight in South Carolina. But let's check out and see who's in the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room. Right now we've got Ed Fotis, Catherine, CPR Radio, Fresh Grump, Gulag 2008, Chris, and Rob. Over in the Midnight Rider chat room. Oh, my, woo! Whopping 37 people in there right now. This is going to take a minute. We have Avery Jane, Amby, Amoral, Break the Box, CB, Lizard, Chatter Time, D. Alistair, Dalekus, Dirty Dirty, Doug, E-Base Biz, Fates Web, Furious Mind, Gulag 2008, R-Truth Soldier Chick, Mag Daddy, Jay Beasy, Joe Beeson, Josh, K. Bowser, Chris. Let's see who we got here. Lee Lucas, Michael, Mike S., Mike CTW, MOT576,
OG Livewell, Rachel Blue Eyes, Rob again, he gets around. Rob Works, Rock Turner, Slacker, Sidetracked, the Double O Viper, and White Star. So everybody who is ensconced currently on the in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, MidnightRiderShow.com. 37, I think that's the most we've had for a Midnight Rider Show. Very cool. Glad everybody is there. That means we've got like, 40, almost 50 people chatting total. That's pretty cool. Rob Bishop, how are you doing?
Well, I'm feeling good tonight, my friend. You know, it's after the week we've had on the Ron Paul front, really from the Patriot front altogether, I think this is exactly what we needed. We needed our champion, our guy, our representative in more ways than one to go out there, fired up, ready to roll, as Obama says, and just weighing people out with haymakers. That's what he did. He had maybe one question that I thought he was a little bit tentative about and kind of danced around. But other than that, I mean, he was fired up, and it was great. It really, I think it's really going to go a long way towards getting people motivated again to get behind this guy.
Yeah, he went after McCain pretty good. He made them give him rebuttals. There was one instance where Romney said some things about him that he should just rip Romney apart. But he held off there. But I like the spunk. I mean, he was holding that pencil out and waving it at him, saying, "Me next now." And yeah. It's like, I'm ready to go to town. And McCain evidently had given him a dirty look, and Paul just looked at him and just shook his head and said, "No, no, 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 no." It's like, you don't want to go down this road because I will roast your butt. And in the end, that's what he's going to have to do. I think as these debates go along, you know, these guys have debated each other long enough that, I mean, we're just hearing the same damn answers over and over and over again. I mean, how many times do we have to hear about John McCain that he was the squadron leader, commander of the largest squadron in the Navy, not for profit because of patriotism? He's used that in about half a dozen debates now. It's time to just let these people sit down and swing at it.
Oh, absolutely. I thought it was funny, too, that even it was a Carl Cameron or one of the Fox questioneers. They even said to Giuliani when they asked him about, you know, not being a conservative, make sure you don't quote George Will again, because it's all he does in every debate. He says, oh, George Will said I was the most conservative mayor of New York in 50 years. What he doesn't say is George Will is also supporting Ron Paul.
Wasn't he like the first Republican mayor of New York in years as well, too?
Well, unless you count Nelson Rockefeller back in the 60s and early 70s. You know, that's like, But
not the most conservative either.
Yeah, to say the least, there's a reason why they call it Rockefeller Republican, globalist scumbags. Precursor, basically, sort of like neocons, but not as militant and without the Israeli factor. But yeah, I mean, they were just as bad as Jerry Ford. I mean, all they were basically liberals domestically and globalists. But like I said, they weren't as destructive as the neocons are now. But no, it almost seemed like George Carlin went and got his magic telephone booth from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, went back to 1988, got the Libertarian Party Ron Paul, who was fired up on the Morton Downey Jr. show, telling the fat kid to stuff it, brought him back to the Fox News stage in South Carolina, and he just whooped up on people. You know?
Yeah, he did really good. We've got clips for you that we're going to play as well. I think tomorrow, Rob, this vote fraud thing in New Hampshire, they've got the campaign has until tomorrow to make a decision on what to do as far as whether to proceed with a recount or not in New Hampshire. What are your thoughts about it?
I think Grandma Warriors, whatever it is. I know that they're actually trying to get a drive together. In fact, we should get an update on that maybe after the break. But I think it's pretty pretty unprofessional that the Paul campaign didn't step up and say, you know, $60,000 is peanuts. You people have given us more than enough that we can spend $60,000 to make sure that your votes count. And and Jones today, I thought, said it best, and something we didn't even talk about yesterday, that it's about voting integrity, we kind of touched on it a little bit, even more so than Ron Paul. And the importance of getting him in there for the fight that we fight, you know, in a small way that most people don't even realize. It's about voting integrity, which is so important as a strong pillar of our constitutional republic that they're taking away from us. And like we said yesterday, I don't care if it was it was Obama that got robbed. I mean, it could have been McCain that got robbed. And I would be saying he should be going out there and demanding recounts. It's bigger than one candidate. It's about the entire electoral process that they're trying to steal from us. And I think it's disgusting, quite frankly, that the Paul campaign didn't step up, and they're getting all mealy-mouthed about it. And again, you know, I have a lot of faith in the candidate. I have a lot of faith in his message, but I don't have a lot of faith in the campaign.
Yeah, and we're going to hopefully, you know, get that restored. And I know there's a lot of people talking right now, you know, about doing certain things from a grassroots level. And, well, I talked on my afternoon show today. Do we start buying our own television commercials?
Yeah.
Start raising our money. As a matter of fact, there's already some people out there doing it. The quality of the commercials they're making aren't great. But, you know, so, I mean, we're going to find somebody to make some good commercials. And we're just going to end up having to do this on our own, I think. I really do. Because
right.
It just seems like throughout their campaign, there seems to be people balking. By the way, Granny Warriors so far have got 17,000 in the chip inbox.
And what is it, 60,000 for the recount, give or
65
take?
65 is, yeah, I think 65,000 is what they need. They're 18% of the way there.
Yeah, they're not going to get it. And, you know, even if they went halfway in the Paul campaigns, you know, gave them the other half, which is still disgraceful,
yeah.
But at least got it done. But, I mean, I agree. I think, you know, we were talking about, last week we were saying, even before a lot of this came out about them not spending enough money in New Hampshire, rather, that 527 groups is the way to go. I mean, I've been saying that for how long? Hell, I was on Herzog yesterday saying you got to go with the 527 group. It's work with the vote, the Kerry group, Swiftball Veterans for Truth. It worked with
right.
them. I mean, they literally sunk Kerry's campaign. I mean, it works over and over again, political advocacy. But yeah, I think Lou Moore's got to go as campaign manager. I've talked to Joe C. Husen, I think is how you pronounce his name. I talked to him one or two times in the past, and he definitely knows what's going on. I think that he's more up to date with current politics than perhaps Lou Moore is. But yeah, I mean, I'm ready for a change here at the top of the Paul campaign and the direction it's going.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, something that's probably somehow is going to occur. I think one way or the other. You know, to get this done. But no, I mean, they're on their way to getting it done. Kucinich just said he's going to ask for a recount in New Hampshire. And so hopefully, you know, maybe Ron Paul will go in with that and they can actually maybe split the cost and make it even cheaper on both parties. But again, I don't know how that works in New Hampshire. But
yeah, I'm sure the FEC would try to put a kibosh to that. But
the FEC is not even in operation. They've got 4 seats open. They've only got 2 in the FEC right now. They can't do anything.
But they've been close until at the beginning of the year, I think.
Yeah.
So, yep. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that would work. I mean, you got to worry about it. I mean, there's a lot of ways that they could screw you. And, hell, I would support I don't much like Dennis Kucinich on most things, but I would definitely support him in doing that because it looks like he got the shaft a little bit as well. I'm surprised the Obama campaign isn't going and saying something about it, but I'm sure they kind of know what's going on at the top as well. So, I think it's interesting, but like you said, it plays into a much bigger picture that they're stealing our elections. That in South Carolina, it's going to be even worse because they've got – I think it's straight-up diebold machines. It's not even the secondary groups. So, it's going to be brutal in South Carolina unless we put our foot down in New Hampshire and make it count. Even if – it doesn't even matter if Paul gains much. He could even lose, which obviously he's not going to do. It's about the integrity of the vote, and as we do that and shed the light on the voting machines and the fraud that's gone on – you know, again, it gets our point across.
Right. Right. Indeed it does. If you'd like to join us in the conversation tonight, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Your thoughts about the debate and what you what you saw and what, you know, what impressed you, what you didn't like. We're going to hit this Frank Luntz fool across the face here in just a little bit and talk about but all these clips and the one who, you know, asking about there's a question they asked him if he didn't get to listen to the debate tonight. They asked Ron Paul just straight up about his electability. He knocks it out of the park. I mean, they couldn't have. It's like setting you know, just a high hanger for somebody just to nail right out of the park. And Carl Cameron threw it. Ron Paul stepped up to the plate, knocked it out of the park. We'll have that clip for you. So much more around the corner right here on the Midnight Rider.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, we've got two clips I want to play in this segment. We've got Andrew in California holding and Rachel in Wisconsin holding. You guys stay there. We're going to bring the first clip here that we have of Ron Paul in tonight's debate. This is Ron Paul tonight from the Fox debate in South Carolina.
Do you support a government program to stimulate the economy?
Well, government program is too vague. What kind of a government program? If it's appropriating money and trying to stimulate that way and spend more money, no, that would be the wrong thing to do. But a government program of a reduced tax burden, yes, that would be. Also, to solve this problem, you have to understand why we're in a recession. I believe we're in a recession. I think it's going to get a lot worse. If we continue to do the wrong things that we've done in the past, that it's going to be delayed, just as what happened in the Depression. But you have to understand that overstimulation in an economy by artificially low interest rates by the Federal Reserve is the source of the recession. The recession has been predictable. We just don't know exactly when it'll come. But if you do the wrong thing, it's going to last for a long time. The boom period comes when they just pour out easy credit, and it teaches people to do the wrong things. There's a lot of malinvestment, debt that goes in the wrong directions. Consumers do the wrong things, and businessmen do the wrong thing. So we have to attack this and understand the importance of Austrian theory of the business cycle. If you don't, we're going to continue to do this, and the longer you delay the recession, the worse the recession is. And we've delayed a serious recession for a long time. The housing market is already in depression. And a lot of people hurting. The standard of living in this country is going down. Look at what's happening to the dollar. And what is being offered by the Federal Reserve and Treasury and everybody in Washington? Lower interest rates. Well, lower interest rates is the problem. Artificially low interest rates is the artificial stimulus which causes the bubble, which allows the inevitable recession to come. So what we need to do is deal with monetary policy and not pretend that artificial stimulus by more spending is going to help. That won't do one bit of good.
Senator.
Well, they're all pussed up there now. Ooh, wait a minute. He's saying we're talking about how rosy things are, and Ron Paul's laying it out on the line, just like always. All right, clip number two. We're going to run through these, and then that'll get us down to about the break. We'll have a minute on the other side of this clip, most likely. It'll be going to be close to time. All right, so this clip, clip number two, Carl Cameron asking the question here of Ron Paul.
Many of your supporters call themselves 9/11 truthers. They believe that the U.S. government was in some way complicit with the 9/11 attacks or covered it up. Are you tonight prepared to either embrace that rhetoric or ask those supporters to abandon it or divorce themselves from your candidacy?
Well, I can't tell people what to do, but I've abandoned those viewpoints. I don't believe that. That's all. That's the only thing that is important. And so I don't endorse anything they say, but I would like to take an opportunity to talk about the issue that we've been debating here for the last 20 minutes.
Sir, would you ask them to cease that rhetoric? Would you ask them to cease that rhetoric tonight on your behalf?
Well, it doesn't do me any good, so if they care about me, they should. But the only thing I have control over is what I believe and what I say. I can't tell them what to do, so I don't endorse what they say, and I don't believe that. So please, could I participate in the current debate rather than sticking this out?
Please do. Please do.
No. I would like to address the subject about whether or not we've lost our way and whether there's a coalition building or whether it's gone. I think it's gone. I don't think we're fiscal conservatives anymore. Look at what we've done over these last 10 years. We finally got control of the government, and we became big government people. Our deficit's out of control, and we no longer are opposed to new entitlements. We are entitlement people. And then we turn around and we talk about liberty, and we've undermined the Fourth Amendment and personal liberty and personal privacy. In the year 2000, we won the election by condemning the Democrats for nation building and policing the world. And now, what are we doing? We're policing the world. We're involved in all these countries around the world and threatening going into Iran and in Pakistan and on and on. At the same time, our economy is suffering to the point where we can't even finance what we have here today. We have to borrow from the Chinese, and the dollar is crashing. So no wonder our coalition is breaking up. We actually have lost our way. Now, over the years, I've never voted to spend one penny of the Social Security Fund because I'm a fiscal conservative. If you want the Social Security system to work, get people who will vote against robbing the Social Security Fund.
Thank you, Congressman Paul.
All right, so excellent job there. Yeah, you darn right it's time for a break, Brett. People's rear ends are puckered. They got to relax. And it's like he was like fully engaged tonight, Rob, in a way that we've not seen him in any of the previous debates.
Oh, he was fired up like I haven't seen in a long time. I mean, it almost seems like, just watching Ron Paul during the debates, it seems like he kind of goes in there, and I don't really mean this as a slam because you'll see where I'm going with this, almost unprepared. Where you look at the other ones, they all have their talking points down. That, you know, it's all been focus grouped to death. I mean, they know what they're going to say. Most of them even know the questions in advance. Ron Paul just goes in there and just talks. And in a debate format where you have 30 seconds or a minute, that seems to hurt him because he seems to dance around for a little bit, stammer a little bit while he's trying to come up with the answer in his head. And then he says it, and it almost sounds crazy to most people who don't really know what's going on, especially with the Federal Reserve. Most people think it's part of the government, for God's sake. Tonight it seemed like he knew what he was going for. He had his objectives, and he knew Fox was going. I mean, I was in the chat room, the TNR chat, and I was telling people 10 minutes in advance, here, this is what, verbatim almost, this is what Fox News is going to ask him, this is how they're going to pigeonhole him. Let's see how Ron Paul reacts. And tonight, instead of taking their bait and pigeonholing himself, what he did, he turned it on them, and I thought all night long, except for one question, because it appeared like he had some trouble hearing, he just absolutely rocked the place and really made fools of Fox News.
And that's what needed to be done. Andrew, Rachel, and Kenny are all lined up and ready to weigh in. We'll let them do that after the break. This is the Midnight Rider. You're plugged into the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Is the number if you want to join us on the program this fine evening. 800-313-9443. And I cannot believe this. 53 people between two chat rooms going after it. 52, I'm sorry. Wow. I mean, that's absolutely incredible. You know, here for the Midnight Rider. That's very cool. All right, we're talking about Ron Paul and his debate performance tonight. Let's go to Andrew in California first. Andrew, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, Chambers? Rob, how you doing?
Hey, Chief, what's up?
Hey, you know what? I was really encouraged by tonight's performance. I mean, he was on fire. It was the Ron Paul from 88 when, you know, the Downey or the Robert Downey Jr. or whatever the hell that show was. And he's talking about, he just goes off. And, you know, it was really inspiring to see him finally, you know, stand up and say, hey, you know what? I've had enough of being pushed around. And, you know, there was a lot of people out here from the Livermore meetup group out here in California. They're watching the debates. We were chatting about it a little bit. And, I mean, everybody out here is fired up. And, you know, I know a lot of people are saying that we screwed up in New Hampshire and all that, but, you know, California's got a system here where we take, you know, winner of the district takes the delegates. So, I don't know. I think he could pick up quite a few out here.
Oh, I'd hope so. I think he could have a good showing in South Carolina if everything's level. But, again, unless we fight back and expose the vote fraud in New Hampshire and in Iowa to a lesser extent, you're not going to have a fair playing field in South Carolina. So there's not even a chance for like a third place finish. That's what we have to be looking at. And then, you know, I said, well, we still have Nevada. That's not good enough. I mean, it's getting later and later in the race, and we have to create that boomerang effect that I talk about. That's why these early states are so important, because it builds the momentum wave for your campaign going into Super Tuesday, when really that's when you know who the nominations are going to be, for the most part. And, you know, if he keeps finishing fourth place and fifth place in all these primaries, even if it's a third place in Nevada, he's screwed. He's screwed in Super Tuesday. We've got to really build this out now and have some shocking victories.
And one thing that is being forgotten here is that when these polls are being done, they're looking at, especially the Rasmussen poll, they're taking and looking at a candidate's favorability. Ron Paul is consistently polling at the bottom of the list. In South Carolina, he's at 36%. Well, the reason he's sitting down there at 36% is because they're not blasting the state with advertising to let people know who Ron Paul is. The problem is that the campaign has allowed the mainstream media to shape who Ron Paul is, instead of Ron Paul coming back and shaping himself through massive advertising in these states. And Rob's right. You've got to have some momentum going into these states later on down the road, because you don't have the months that you had in Iowa and New Hampshire. You've got days in these states, literally, to try to make something happen. And that's a difficult thing to accomplish. If you're not already up and running and you got the momentum on your side, you're in deep trouble. And you've got to keep pushing forward and making that happen. They've got to get ads going big time in South Carolina. They need some in Michigan. They need them in Nevada in a huge way. This stuff's got to get going, because if you're going to get to Super Tuesday with any momentum, you've got to start picking up some top three, top two slots in some of these states.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
I totally understand that. One thing I just, you know, a lot of times people get caught up worrying about, you know, New Hampshire, and everybody gets so focused in on the states that are, you know, across the country from them. You know, it's, we got to have faith in each other to stand together and say, you know what, hey, I got to get my area done. I got to go out in my own town, my own neighbors. I mean,
indeed,
if you haven't if you haven't talked to your own neighbors, I mean, why are you worrying about Nevada, New Hampshire, any of that? I mean, yeah, they need help up there. If you can make it, go for it. But if you can't, then get with the work on your own area. So many people get caught up just focusing on, you know, they're just sitting there on the edge of their computer screen glued to it all night, when, you know, they could be out doing something, telling people about Ron Paul in their own damn area.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, we're a national talk show. And we have to focus on it from a national perspective. Because that, you know, that's how we look at it. I mean, you know, it's like you sitting out in California listening to them talk about Austin politics all the time. Totally turns me off. I don't care most times, unless they're talking about the North American Union. you don't know who the people are, who the players are, that kind of thing. You're just going to wait until they get done to the comeback to start talking something you understand about. I agree. I think people in their communities, in their areas, have got to get out. I think they're still looking for precinct leaders and captains and that type of thing. And you've got to get all this done, because there's another process after the primaries take place. There's additional caucuses that are held in a number of states to select delegates who are going to go to the convention itself. Right. And that's important. We get some Ron Paul people in there as well.
And the right people, too, I think. You know what I mean?
And the right people. Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
But I mean, you got to remember too that we're fighting against a multi-billion-dollar conglomerate media machine that has come out obviously publicly against Ron Paul. I mean, look at Frank Luntz tonight. If you didn't, I don't know if you saw that. I forgot the caller's name now, but Terry, I believe.
Andrew.
Yeah, it was way off. But I don't know if you watched the coverage on Fox tonight, but they had Frank Luntz up there with his focus group, which is so Orwellian and just outright brainwashing. It's ridiculous. Which, by the way, Lee Rogers exposed this guy as using the same actors in different focus groups. It was right on YouTube. But anyway, they asked him, well, who won? And, of course, everybody said, Fred Thompson, right on cue. And they said, who lost? On cue, in unison, Ron Paul lost. I mean, it was the creepiest thing I've ever seen. And then you look into this guy who was Frank Luntz, and he's a guy that went to Oxford, literally spoke proudly of the fact that he recrafted a lot of the president, President Bush, that is, a lot of President Bush's early speeches in Orwellian doublespeak. I mean, literally, I have a quote up here from Frank Luntz. To be Orwellian is to speak with absolute clarity, to be succinct, to explain what the event is, to talk about what triggers something happening, and to do so without any pejorative whatsoever. I mean, that sentence in itself is dripping with Orwellianism. And,
he's called Mr. Freedom Through Slavery.
That's it. It's insane. And this is the people that Fox News has working for them, brainwashing people, because they think, well, hey, those people think that Fred Thompson won and Ron Paul's bad. I got to think that way. And then he realizes right, people exactly. all actors, and the Ron Paul people that are actually show up to support him, say they support him, they get kicked out before the show starts, which was also on YouTube.
Andrew, anything else there?
Yeah, ignorance is strength, right?
Exactly. Andrew, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Got to move along. Let's go to Rachel in Wisconsin. Rachel, thanks for holding. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
Don't sound like Rachel to me.
Is this Rachel? Oh, she dropped. Okay, Kenny. Is this Kenny in Oklahoma?
What's going on, man?
Hey, we're sitting here talking Ron Paul. How are you?
Oh, fired up, man. I thought it was Ron's best debate, but I want to get to something Rob said, because I like Rob, but man, Rob really missed it on this point. Joe Seehusen is the biggest piece of garbage that ever happened to this campaign. Quote that.
Who's
Lou
that
Moore,
now?
What's that?
Joe Seehusen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Joe Seehusen. Piece of garbage. Lou Moore he's a decent enough guy. He just doesn't quite have the horsepower for the position that he's in. He could be useful if reassigned. Ken Schneider's a nice guy. His forte is legislative experience. Not a real campaigner. I'll tell you what, they need a guy like that Dick Morris.
We could triangulate the Constitution. That'd be cool.
Well, I'll tell you what. Like I said, I talked to the guy, Joe Seehusen, about 6-7 months ago. And seemed pretty good. I've been hearing good things about him. This is probably the first time I've heard something bad about him. But it's just the name I'm throwing. I think he's, the deputy campaign director. Relatively high up in the hierarchy.
Let me tell you how the campaign works. They get a little favorite of the week, and then they all hype him up, okay? Joe Seehusen's a friend of Lou Moore's. Joe Seehusen tanked the Libertarian Party. Do a Google on Joe Seehusen. He arranged his hours so he'd work he'd come in 3 days a week, basically work from 10 to 2 and take an hour and a half or 2-hour lunch break. Pure garbage. You know, he's never accomplished anything in the political world to be at the position he's at. The whole thing is incestual. They're Lou Moore's friend. Kent Snyder's friend is Lou Moore. Lou Moore's friend is Joe Seehusen. Lou Moore gets his wife hired and his brother hired. They send some people out to Michigan, have the girl hired. She hires her dad, her brother, whatever. It was her father. It's just ridiculous. It's just nonsense. Like I said, I mean, you might not like Dick Morris, I don't know, but you need a guy, you need a figurehead like that. Same with Jesse Benton. Jesse's a nice guy. When they go to the debates, they look at Jesse Benton. We're not interested. We're not interested in the 30-year-old kid that's still wet behind the ears. With Lou Dobbs, we'd like to talk to. You know, somebody like that, we'd like to talk to. Jesse Benton, we can pull any of these kids out of a college campus and talk to a Jesse Benton. And I like Jesse Benton. He's a nice guy, but he's not the guy with the horsepower. This campaign needs horsepower, not friends, not nepotism, not any of this other stuff. And they need to get it together quick. And if they don't, they got to start thinking fourth party, third party. And if they do that, what they have to do is they need to hold back about $7 million of this money to launch that campaign for the third or fourth party run.
Well, Kenny, let me ask you this. When it comes to a third party run, what problems with ballot access exist? I know in Oklahoma it's a bit of a trick.
Well, you think, you know what? Here's one thought I had, because I know you've been bringing this up, Mike, and nobody else really has.
Hold on. Let Kenny answer that first, and I'll let you pick up. Go ahead, Kenny.
Okay, well, what I would say – Now, you can look at it a couple ways. The libertarians say they're on in all 50 states, I think, except for maybe Washington, D.C. My preference would be to go as an independent, not the libertarians. One, the libertarians, people have difficulty understanding them. Some people think libertarians mean liberal, and there's just that confusion there. The other thing with independents is you can lay some claim to that. Lieberman just won as an independent. Jesse Ventura was an independent. Right. You know, you've had key people that have been independents, Perot. So I think that resonates with the people well. So you have more of an advantage, if you can, of going as an independent as to going as a libertarian. What I think he needs to do now is parlay everything he's doing. He needs to show well. And he needs to get his message out now so when he comes back, they remember Ron Paul. But also, some of the things that they're doing like right now are a waste of time. Like him even coming to Michigan is an absolute waste of time. I mean, Michigan lost this election when they got rid of their former state coordinator in Michigan. That guy really had it going, and they got rid of him for no reason, never gave him an excuse or anything. They just got rid of him. And I heard Jared Chicoine from New Hampshire resign. Now, I'm still trying to confirm that, but I heard Jared Chicoine resign as the state coordinator from New Hampshire. So anyway, back to Michigan, it's lost. They lost it back a couple months ago when this housewife they appointed to be the state coordinator for a guy who had 30 years experience took over the position. They didn't mail any of the absentee votes, which are 30 to 35% in Michigan. So I'm going to tell you right now, Ron Paul's looking at fifth or sixth place in Michigan. I hate to tell you that, but that's the fact. They lost a third of the election because they didn't even mail to the absentees. They did nothing. That's why there's no radio ads for Ron Paul. There were about a month ago, and that was it. Maybe they figured the mistakes out that they made. No TV ads. They've done a few mailings, and I just think they're trying to keep a good face on it. And like I said, you can't lose everything. I mean, you got to at least have the name out there for the publicity and have some stuff going on. But they've made huge calculating errors. C. Hewson's awful. This guy they hired to the national campaign, this guy from Michigan that was the web coordinator, the guy come from, like, the Communist Party. You know, he was always drinking and smoking whatever, and they went and hired him in the national office. So it's a real joke going on there with quite a few of the people. And like I said, we're losing some of the good people. Jared Chicoine, the former Michigan State coordinator who had 30 years experience, excellent guy. And we're losing people left and right that are valuable. Meanwhile, we're picking up more slugs. So we've got to turn this thing around.
Well, I mean, if we go into Super Tuesday with absolutely no pop, we're wasting our time.
Well, we can't win Michigan, but if we can get down, if I was running a campaign right now, I'd pull everybody from Iowa, New Hampshire, and Michigan, and get them down and start prepping South Carolina up. You see how they're firing them up down there?
Yeah,
like that guy that has them answering on cue. It's ridiculous. This guy's got people responding in queue. And that graph they use, if that isn't the biggest hokey thing I've ever seen in my life, I don't know what is.
Well, fortunately, I don't have to watch it because I watch the web stream of it. And I wasn't subjected to Luntz's polling data tonight. But right now, he's showing it in six, according to Rasmus, and that was the poll I looked at today, he's showing it six right now in South Carolina, and we've got just a few days to pop that up. So there's a lot of work to be done.
And that's why I'm saying everybody, we should take our Iowa crew, New Hampshire crew, Michigan crew, and they should all be down pounding it in South Carolina right now. I mean, they should be running full. They should take all the money that they didn't spend in Michigan and the other two primaries, and they should pound it because South Carolina is where they got to turn it around. If they could turn it around in South Carolina, I know Florida's got a doggone group going down there. They can turn those two around, and if he could at least take second, at least come up and get some, you know, pop, some respectability, and then start looking to build that Super Tuesday and take a few first, and then head out west. Right now, they're saying we're 1-2 with Romney in Nevada. If we could put some pop into our bat, but we got to turn the corner here in the southern states, and it's got to start with South Carolina.
And if he can best Fred,
Fred Weekend at Bernie's Thompson in South Carolina and Best Rudy in Florida, he puts both of them out of the race.
That's right, and Romney's already said if he doesn't win Michigan, he's going to pull out.
Right.
So if he pulls out, that, I mean, we're starting to look better and better. We can catch up. No one's pulling away with these delegates because of what Huckabee did, and McCain had the limited success. McCain's going to probably, I would say, he's going to take Michigan. But we need to have somebody in South Carolina. And the one thing I did see encouraging is Ron Paul's people finally, after provoking them, have put out comparison pieces between him and the other candidates. But he should have been doing this a few months back. At least he's doing it now. But I think the more you do the comparison pieces, the more it draws people to him.
Yeah, indeed. Kenny, I appreciate the call. We're up against a break. Excellent points. And
hey,
please call
you.
Again. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Yeah. They're down there evidently meeting with a pretty big group tonight in South Carolina after the debate at a place called the Liberty Steakhouse and Brewery. I heard they were having quite the fine time when I checked in just a little bit ago. But we'll come back. We'll play another clip from Ron Paul at the debate. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
right, back here on the Midnight Rider. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Rob, comments?
Yeah, I think that there's got to be a lot of turnover in the Paul campaign, but I think he's right on a lot of things as far as injecting more professional politicians, or at least political advisors. You know, I don't much like Dick Morris. I happen to think he's a slime ball.
Oh, I do too.
I think James Carville, I've read a couple of things, I don't know if it's books about him. Yeah. In fact, Joe Klein's Primary Colors, excellent book about the Clinton campaign in 92. I don't agree with James Carville's politics, but I find a lot of his methods fascinating. And someone like that would be perfect for the Paul campaign. But, yeah, I've been told straight up by a lot of these people that, most of our campaign just people that the Paul family knows from their barbecues. And you're trying to win a presidential election coming out of nowhere when you know the media is going to be coming after you every step of the way. It makes no sense.
I've got to tell you this. I'm not going to divulge what was said in the little conference call tonight. But I listened in on some of the Ron Paul conference call tonight, and there's a lot of people out in the grassroots are telling them, look, it's time we get serious about this or go home. And you can tell in the attitude of these people. You know, look, people in the grassroots are putting everything they've got into it. You know, people are selling their homes, they're moving, they're quitting their jobs to go campaign for Ron Paul, and they see this stuff going on. And again, you know, a lot of it's not Ron Paul's fault.
No.
It starts, and you got one person hiring here and there and there, and away it goes.
Right.
But at the same time, in a way it is, because he's the leader of the campaign in essence. But once it starts, it's just something that just gets worse. And a lot of people in the grassroots are saying, hey, we got to get something organized, got to get something going, and it's got to get going now.
Right.
There's no way around.
Well, I think Paul stepped up and did his part tonight. It's what we've been begging him to do on a personal level. Get more aggressive. Go after these people. Don't take their insults laying down. And he did that tonight. Now it's time for the campaign to step up in a big way. Where I really disagree with him is on Jesse Benton. See, you know, he thinks that there just happens to be, you know, Tony Snow's walking around, you know, these professional spokesmen that have been doing this for 30 years. The fact is, most campaign spokesmen, most press secretaries are in that 28 to 35 range. You know what I mean? That's usually where they start.
I think what he's talking about, though, is that he's looking for somebody who's got some pull. And
yeah.
I think that's why I don't think he's so much looking at the age as he is the pool and who Jesse knows or doesn't know. I mean, Jesse's a nice guy. I've talked to him a few times. I know you have too. But at the same time, I think that, you know, they're looking for somebody with some more influence that says, hey, I need to get Dr. Paul on here. Can we do that? Plus, you know, they've canceled interviews like on Neil Bortz, other major talk radio stations around the country. They pulled out at like the last minute. And that's not voted well from his standpoint. I know there was supposed to be a press conference in Philadelphia back in November during the big deal they did out there. They never put it in AP's daily book. Nobody showed. And there were two reporters there that canceled the press conference.
Well, I know that he was supposed to be the John Gibson show, which John Gibson's one of the people in the political world where I literally hate them. And I don't say that about a lot of people. I literally hate John Gibson. And they had asked Dr. Paul's campaign to come on and debate him. I mean, Gibson's out there saying Paul's everything from a fascist to a neo-Nazi. I mean, he's brutal. He obviously hates Ron Paul because he is as far establishment as you get, and makes Hannity look good. And the Paul campaign turned him down because he was mean to Dr. Paul. Well, those are the kind of times that Paul's got to step up and debate the guy. I thought he did great on Laura Ingraham the other day. I had heard about him. People said, oh, he got massacred. He looked terrible. I listened to the clips on YouTube, man. He was great. He was fantastic.
Sure. Yeah, a lot of that is all perception, too. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. We're going to listen to another clip from tonight's debate that we'll talk to Jake in Louisiana. Don't go anywhere. You want to join us? The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.